Coming to you from the Deep South, this is the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast. High impact leadership is not reserved for leaders, and it has nothing to do with your position, title, or rank. However, it does have everything to do with your character. It's time to climb to the next level and beyond, personally and professionally. Now, let's start making it happen with your host, Max Story.
All right. Thanks for stopping by the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast today. Today, I'm going to talk to you. There's a meme. If you follow me on LinkedIn or Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, any of those, you know I share memes every day. Leadership quotes and thoughts and just little nuggets. And then I usually write. Sometimes I write, if I got time, I write a few paragraphs to support whatever the meme is about. But there's one that always gets a good bit of traffic, and I'm going to describe it to you, then we'll talk to you about it. So the picture on the meme, it's got a guy, you know, it looks like a burglar. So he's got on a sweatshirt, gloves, got on a ski mask, pulled all the way down over his neck, can barely see his eyes and his mouth, and he's got a crowbar over his shoulder. So that's the picture. He's just standing there. It kind of looks like he's looking to his right, like he's going to cross the road or he's just coming out of a building or something. He's got that crowbar over his shoulder, got the ski mask and gloves on again, looking like a burglar. And beside that picture of this person, I've got a quote, my own quote. It says, "Character can be masked, but it cannot be hidden." And if you think back about that picture I described, that picture actually goes perfectly with that quote. Character can be masked, but it cannot be hidden. And that's what, you know, this burglar in the picture, he's got the crowbar, the ski mask. He's trying to hide himself, but he ain't hiding his character. He's masking his character, so to speak, literally. But he can't hide his true character, because there it is for the world to see. So that's what I'm going to talk to you today about. Your character, you can mask it, but you can't hide it. The world knows who you are, because who we are on the inside shows up on the outside. So this lesson applies really to anybody at any level, in any company, any country, any company, any place, any level, any type job. It doesn't make any difference. Character is character, good or bad. And what you got to know, you've heard me talk about this before in some of my other episodes, but someone is always watching. See, you don't get to decide what kind of role model you're going to be. I mean, you don't get to decide to be a role model, I should say. I said that backwards. You don't get to decide to be a role model. You're already a role model. Why? Because of what I just said. Someone is always watching. All you get to do is decide what type of role model you want to be. That's what you got. You got that choice. Choosing to be a role model, you don't have that choice. If you walk out in public, you're a role model. Somebody's always watching. So there's all kind of ways people reveal their character. Good character, poor character. It depends. You think about it as we go through this. Think about what I'm saying and how it reflects on your character. But also think about, do you do this or do you not do this? Or which one of these things do you do? And I'm just going to throw a few examples. Ain't going to be too long. But we could talk for days and weeks and months about this. Because every single thing you do, everything, is either validating you have poor character or validating you have good character. Everything you do is either building trust with people or creating distrust with people. Which one? Well, it depends on what they value. You could have two people standing there. You could do one thing and you could have two people watching. You do the one thing. Both people see you do that thing at the same time. One of those people you could create distrust with, the other one you could build trust with. You did one thing, two people saw you, but you got two completely different results with these two different people. One, you created distrust with one, built trust with another. How can that be? Well, it depends on their values relative to what you did. Imagine if I'm a crook. Imagine if I like breaking in houses and I'm like the guy that I described in a minute ago in that picture. Guy's got a crowbar and a ski mask. If he's my kind of guy, I'm into that kind of thing, I might want to run with him. So when I see him doing that, it builds trust with me because I'm like him. I do things like he does. So I want to be that way. Maybe I want to be his friend. But if I don't value that, like I don't, Max Story doesn't value that. I don't value people breaking in and stealing stuff. If I see somebody doing that, they're going to instantly create distrust with me. Because I don't value that. So that's how it works in life with everything. So you got to decide, what do you value? But really, I'm talking about character today. So when we're talking about character, think about this. If you show up late, that's a reflection of poor character. Yes, you're going to have some legitimate excuses sometimes. Most all the time, though, even the excuses people use, even the ones that sound legitimate, if the person that showed up late would have planned better, maybe they wouldn't have been late. But we still ain't talking about that. We're just talking about showing up late. In the most generic sense, if you're supposed to be somewhere to meet somebody, whether it's a business meeting, a personal meeting, if you show up late, think to yourself right now, if somebody is supposed to meet you and they show up late, does that build trust or create distrust? Pretty simple, right? It's just as simple for them if you're late. The same thing's happening. See where we're going to go with this? It's easy to look out the window and see how someone else should be. But it's a little more difficult to look in the mirror and see how I should be. So that's what we're going to do, though. We're going to look out the window first, because that one's easy. And then we're going to help you understand, look in the mirror. So showing up late, I'm looking in the same mirror and out the same window as you are. So I already know the answer to these questions, just like you already know the answer. But I'm just trying to raise your awareness. Because if you want to increase your influence, have more options, have a better life, you need more influence. You need to have a higher degree of character. You need to think about everything you do. Because again, everything you do, either building trust, when you build trust, your influence goes up. Or it's creating distrust. When you create distrust, your influence goes down. Build trust, influence goes up, options increase. Create distrust, influence goes down, options decrease. Life is better with more options. So, not showing up at all. Being late is bad enough, but some people don't show up at all. So, showing up late could be to a meeting, it could be to a call. You would not believe how many people would tell me they want to talk to me. They reach out on LinkedIn. I tell them, hey, we can set this up. I hardly ever schedule calls with anybody on LinkedIn anymore because I got tired of getting stood up. But if they stand me up the very first time we ever interact, the odds of us speaking again in the future, or speaking for the first time, I should say, is pretty low. If they just straight up stand me up, that's how much trust, distrust they created. And they didn't have any cushion in their emotional trust account to begin with because we didn't know each other. So they instantly go to overdrawn trust account. But anyway, not showing up at all. It's like when somebody says, I'll call you, but they don't. Or I'll meet with you at a certain time, and you go there, and then they don't show up. They don't call you in advance. Even if they call you in advance, and say, hey, I know we had this meeting scheduled. I ain't going to be able to make it. That builds trust when they actually do that. But they still broke a commitment, which still creates distrust. You appreciate them letting you know, but you may have reshuffled your schedule to make that happen. And yeah, they let you know, so now you're not going to be there, but you done rearranged your whole schedule. Now that's creating distrust. So that brings me to the next thing. Another way to reveal your poor character to others. Talked about showing up late. Talked about not showing up at all. And I just kind of leaned into this one a little bit. But breaking commitments. Breaking commitments reveals poor character. It doesn't matter what the commitment is. It doesn't matter how big it is. It doesn't matter who it's with. When you break a commitment, you're revealing poor character. If you don't know if you can keep a commitment, don't make it. Don't make a commitment if you don't know you can keep it. Because if you understand what I'm talking to you about, you know why it's so important. Because if I have to break the commitment, I'm going to create distrust with this person. Now, not making a commitment might create distrust with someone. But making it and breaking it creates more distrust. So if you're going to create distrust, try to create the least amount possible. So don't be afraid of making a commitment, but think about it. Don't just fly off the handle and say, yes, I'll do something, or yes, I'll be there. And it doesn't matter, again, what it is, and it doesn't matter who it was to. Your children, your spouse, your coworkers, your boss, your friends, your family. Doesn't make any difference. If you can't keep a commitment, don't make it. Because as soon as you break it, you're revealing poor character. So let's talk about bad-mouthing people behind their back. Do you know anyone who would bad-mouth you behind your back? And the result would be they build trust with you because they're bad-mouthing you behind your back. I suspect you don't think anybody who would bad-mouth you behind your back would be building trust with you. Absolutely don't think you would say, yes, that builds trust. You would say, same thing I would say, no, that creates distrust. Well, guess what happens when you badmouth somebody behind their back? Guess what you're doing? You're creating distrust. But there's a secret to it. You may not realize you're creating distrust with the person you're talking to. When you badmouth somebody behind their back, the person you're actually talking to when you're doing it, you create distrust with that person. You may be wondering, well, why is that? I'm talking about somebody else who's not there. Guess what you're training the person you're talking to about? You're training them that you're the kind of person who talks about people behind their back. Because you're doing it with them about somebody else. So they know if you ever have a falling out with them, they know exactly what you're going to do. You're going to go badmouth them behind their back. So although it seems like you might be creating trust with someone, no. You're creating distrust. They're learning all about you. Everything you do, you're teaching everybody who's watching who you are. Now let's talk about not listening. Not listening. If someone doesn't listen to you, does that build trust or create distrust? Pretty easy, right? If you're trying to talk to somebody, they won't listen. Obviously, they're creating distrust. What about you? When somebody's talking to you and you don't listen, guess what you're creating with the other person? Distrust. Not sometimes, every time. What about being angry? I know a lot about being angry. I used to have some major, crazy anger problems. If you've been listening to the podcast, you heard my anger management podcast several episodes back. Wasn't too far back, but if you haven't heard it, you might want to go back and find it. But it's a little ways back. But I really talk about how overcame that. But think about it. When somebody's angry with you, somebody's angry at you, are they building trust? You like them more because they got angry with you, or you like them less? So I'm pretty sure the answer is less. They're creating distrust. So guess what happens when you're angry with someone? You're creating distrust. One of the worst examples of this is a boss being angry with the team. Really, it's pitiful and it's pathetic. But there's a lot of bosses like that. They lead through fear and intimidation. They don't deserve to have a job, these bosses. I'll let you in on a little secret. We got to get back to what we were originally talking about. The only reason these bad, pitiful, and pathetic bosses have a job is because other people go to work there. If everybody quit working there, the boss wouldn't have a job. If everybody else who started working there after everybody left found out how the boss was terrible, quit working there, the boss wouldn't have a job. The only reason bad bosses have jobs is because people without options have to follow them. That's why I'm on a mission to help people grow and develop themselves so we can put these bad bosses out of business. But anyway, back to talking about character, being angry. I ain't ever had a boss get angry with me and made me want to do a better job. You probably haven't either. But if you are a boss, every time you get angry with somebody on your team, they do a worse job, most likely. And they probably go out and talk about you, badmouth you. If they're not a person of high character, they go out and badmouth you to other people who are happy to badmouth you. And while they're all badmouthing you, they're not working. Production is going down. Or they get angry and they make a mistake. Quality goes down. Angry bosses are not good for the team. Not good for the company. Some org charts are full of mad, bad, angry bosses. If you work in one of those companies, I hope you pick up Blue Collar Leadership, Leading from the Front Lines, Blue Collar Leadership and Teamwork, Blue Collar Leadership and Supervision, Defining Influence, Change Happens. That's a lot of books I got out there that'll help you, give you some options. Fire the bad boss, or make sure you become a boss worth following so nobody's firing you. All right, we talked about production. Let's talk about, I touched on production. You know, people who have angry bosses, their performance is low. So think about that. Poor performance. Poor performance reveals poor character. That's why you don't want to make the boss look bad because you look worse. Yeah, the boss may look bad because the numbers don't look good, but if you're the one responsible for making the numbers look bad, you look bad. Poor performance is a reflection of an individual's character. So if you get mad with the boss, don't do a bad job, do a great job. Just fire the boss as soon as you get a chance and go do a great job somewhere else. But while you're there, work hard. Do a great job. Be a top performer because your character depends on it. You think about someone on your team. If they have poor performance, do they build trust with their teammates, with their leader? Or do they create distrust? Poor performers. It's obvious. We all know the answer. But what do we do? What kind of job are we doing? I talked about earlier, showing up late. Guess what happens if you show up early? It's the opposite. You increase trust. You reveal you got a high degree of character. So now let's think about not working well with others. What does that show about my character? That's poor character. If I can't work well with others, I have poor character. If I can't work well with others, do I create trust or distrust? Build trust or create distrust? Pretty simple. People that can't work well with us, we don't trust them more, we trust them less. We think less of their character. What about people who blame others? You ever had somebody blame you and you thought, ooh, I really like that person. I think I trust them more since they're blaming me. No, that ain't what we do. We distrust people. People who blame us, they're creating distrust with us. But you think somebody who goes around blaming everyone else, you think they have high character or low character? Because see, the opposite of blaming someone is taking responsibility. See how easy it is to see the difference now? One person blames somebody, one takes responsibility. Who builds trust? The one taking responsibility. Who creates distrust? The one blaming. Now, that magic question, which one are you? You think about it. Next time you blame somebody, you create distrust. Doesn't matter who it is, doesn't matter why. Doesn't matter if really they had some responsibility in it or not. High impact people, they take responsibility. What could I have done to prevent that? What should I have done to prevent that? How could I have prevented that? Or if it's something that was supposed to happen, how could I have made sure that happened? What should I have done to ensure the success of this project or this event or this task? Take responsibility, you build trust, you reveal high character. So think about that now from a responsibility standpoint. Someone who avoids taking responsibility. Maybe they don't blame anyone. They just avoid taking responsibility. So if you got someone on your team, or you got a team, let's say you got a team, got 10 people on the team. The boss comes up and asks for a volunteer. One person volunteers. Which person you think creates the most trust with the boss? The one that volunteered or one of the other nine that didn't? Kind of obvious, right? Which one would you be in that situation? Would you be the one just sitting there waiting, hoping somebody else did it, or you the one raising your hand? Take responsibility. It creates trust. Now you got to deliver. Once you take responsibility, you got to deliver the results. You got to deliver the goods, but that's another point. You know, delivering results. That reveals high character. Not being able to produce results, that reveals low character. It creates distrust. The words you say, we're talking about character. The words you say, the words you use when you communicate, they mean a lot. The words you use, are you like I used to be? I'm better now. I hadn't used profanity. Hadn't cussed since 2012. But I used to do it if I said a one-word sentence. It had two words of profanity. That was the only way I knew how to talk. I was extremely good at it. I was like a professional in that space. Today, I don't use profanity at all. Not even the little words. I don't say those words. Some people don't care. But guess what? Some people do. So let's say I had a room with 100 people in it. 50 of them didn't care if I used profanity. 50 did care. They don't value that kind of talk. So let's say I use profanity during my message, whatever I'm talking about. I potentially create trust with 50 people, but I know I'm creating distrust with 50 who don't like profanity. But let's say I talk the way I talk today. I don't use profanity. Ever. In my personal life or my professional life. I don't do it. But let's say I was in that room and I was talking. If I don't use profanity, I got 100 people I can build trust with. If I use profanity, 50 of them is already out. Just as soon as I start using profanity, I'm creating distrust with 50. The other 50, it depends on my message. But see, when I decided not to use profanity in that example right there, I'm going to talk to 100 people. 50 don't care if I use profanity. 50 do. If I don't, The 50 who don't care if I use profanity, they also don't care if I don't. As long as I don't judge them. That's the key. So anyway, the words you use, the language you use, you're going to build trust with some people, create distrust with other people. But ultimately, all of that doesn't matter. It's going to reveal a lot about your character, who you are. That's why I quit using profanity. That's one way I can demonstrate to other people through my language that I have a higher degree of character. Only in that one spot. I got a lot of other areas I got to work on, and I have worked on it, so I can demonstrate high character in a lot of areas of my life. But I had to be intentional about all this. Who you hang around with. Think about that. Who you hang around with. Who we are is who we attract. So if you see somebody hanging around with a rough crowd, guess what the person hanging around with a rough crowd is? They're a part of it. You know, you always heard the old saying, birds of a feather, not that, birds of a feather flock together. Birds of a feather flock together. That's the same thing. Who you are is who you attract. But who you hang out with reveals a lot about your character. People I used to hang out with before I stopped drinking alcohol and before I stopped using profanity. Now, those people doesn't mean they're bad people. Character doesn't mean you're good or bad. Character is everything that you are. But I don't hang out with those people that I used to hang out with. Because if you knew some of those people today, and you know who I am today, and you saw me hanging out with those folks, you'd be like, "What's up? Something ain't right about Mac. You know, this doesn't fit together. He's saying he's this, but he's hanging out with these kind of folks." I don't think less of those folks. I don't think I'm better than those folks. I think I'm heading in a different direction than those folks. You can love people and be headed in different directions. It just means you can't ride together. But who you hang around with, you hang around with people of high character, people of low character. And I ain't saying it's a bad person. But again, it comes down to what you value. Most people who use profanity, they don't use it everywhere because they know there's certain places they ought not use it. Because it'd be looked down on. Certain people who drink alcohol, they have people in their life that don't even know they drink alcohol a lot of times because they try to hide it. All that's two-faced stuff. Two-faced people, that's poor character. I used to be one. I had like 12 faces. I was all kind of different. I was a different person to all kind of different people. But when you help others, that shows you got good character. When you speak highly of others, that shows you have good character. When you take the blame, good character. Take responsibility, good character. Tell the truth, good character. Work well with others, good character. Over-deliver. You doing things better than expected. You do things sooner than expected. You do more than is expected. That's over-delivered. When people over-deliver, that's a sign of good character. They build trust. And all these things, you could look at the opposite, and that's poor character. But I don't judge people. Not from the sense of telling somebody how to live. I judge them just like you do. Everybody's judging everybody. What we're looking for is character. If you don't think you're judging folks, look who you hang around with. I guarantee you don't hang around with every kind of person there is in the world. You hang around with specific kind of people. That's how we operate. But telling somebody how to be is when you really get into judgment. I don't tell people how to be. I talk about all kind of things relative to how people can be, and then they get to choose how they want to be. But seek first to understand, lift others up, keep commitments. That's how you... These are things that demonstrate good character, poor character. What you got to know again is your goal in life is to build as much trust with as many people as possible. You have to decide who are those people. And then you have to exhibit behavior that they value. Me, I'm looking for people of high character. That's who I want to associate with. That's who I want to connect with. That's who I want to attract in life. So that's why I'm always working on developing my character. Hope you're doing the same. Talk to you next time.
Make it happen or someone else will. It might as well be you. Are you serious about taking your career and your life to the next level and beyond? Check out Max Story's Blue Collar Leadership Series books and others, now available on audio, along with paperback and ebooks at Amazon, iTunes, and Audible. Please visit BlueCollarLeadership.com to learn about Max books, programs, special offers, certifications, and more. Thank you for listening to the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast.